what would, if colored people worked on the farm, maybe when you were little, what word would they have used to for your father? How would they have referred?
Boss man.
Okay.
A lot of times.
And if they would have used his name, and if so, what would they put in front of him?
They would have put Mr. Charlie.
Do you know what the black people call what we call white trash? Do you know any words that they might have for them, other than just the same word?
I would think. They had sense enough to know the white trash too.
Sure. Sure. Okay. Well, what about words for people who just don't seem like they've never been in even a small town, just very much from out in the country?
You should call them hillbillies or country hicks.
All right, well, your son-in-law was joking about coming back off the main highway. What, did he use a word for that earlier? What did he say?
I don't know. He just said, we live on the highway and laughed, is all he said. And I just laughed and told him yes, and I was glad I didn't live on that highway.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term Hoosier?
I have heard it, but it's not commonly used.
Uh-huh. Do you think you don't know its meaning, somebody, a country person?
Well, yes, it could. It's kind of the country credit-type people.
Okay. Okay. If it's not quite 12 o'clock and somebody asks you what time it is at night, you might say, well, it's...
15 minutes before midnight.
Okay, but if you don't know exactly, you're just
you
saying.
Would say, oh, it's a little before midnight.
Okay. And
just before midnight.
Okay. Any other ways of saying nearly?
Almost there, nearly there.
Okay, and if you slip and catch yourself, you say, this is a dangerous place, I...
Almost fell.
And if someone is waiting for you and he says, will you be ready soon? And you say, I'll be with you in...
In just a minute.
And if somebody asks you if they're driving past here and they want to go to America's, they say, I'm going down here and I'm going to turn left. Am I on the right road or something? And you say, yes, that's right. And they want to know the distance. They might ask you.
You would say, well, it is about 10 miles.
Okay, and how would they ask? How would they be likely to ask you the distance?
Could you please tell me how far it is to America's?
Okay. And if you want to know how many times somebody does something, you might say, to go downtown, for example,
how many times do you go, or how many times have you been?
Okay, or say if you're asking in a week,
how many times did you go to town this week?
How often
did you go?
And if somebody says, I'm not going to do that, and you agree and you're not going to do it, you say,
no, I...
I'm not going to do that. You say, well...
Neither
am I.
No, neither am I.
Okay. And this is your...
Forehead.
And this is your...
Hair.
And on a man...
Beard.
And his...
Sideburns. Or ears.
And his which one? This is on one side. This is his...
His right ear. His right ear and left ear.
And...
His mouth.
And his...
Throat, neck.
Okay. And this is a
tooth.
And these are
teeth.
And the things around the teeth.
Gums.
And this is
hand, palm of your hand.
And this is a
fist.
And
fist.